Welcome in to Week 17 Action New Orleans Saints home finale. We're here in the Superdome, and I say we, me, Jeff Nowak, Ashley O, and Luke Augusta. We've set it all up, getting ready for a noon start against the Las Vegas Raiders.
How's it going, Jeff? Last name. I didn't know your last name was Augusta. That's a great last name. That's a good golf name. I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. It's like, mostly sad, though, honestly, that's we're
I'm
at the end
healthy.
Here already.
How about that? I'm feeling healthy.
Yeah, let's feeling healthy. I wish the wealthy was there, too, but I'm feeling good about this. It's just sad that we got two games left, obviously the home finale today, so our last time in the Dome this season for Saints football.
Yeah, you know, this season hasn't gone the way that
I think
a lot of people would have hoped. It hasn't gone the way it started. That's definitely true. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I kind of want to go back in a time capsule and, like, review some of the tweets from after week two when the Saints were definitely going to the Super Bowl and everyone was dunking on everybody. It doesn't feel that way now, and we've kind of reached this point where a win over a three-win Raiders team wouldn't even
be
feel
an upset.
That great.
It'd be an upset.
It would technically be an upset because the Raiders come in favored, which is crazy. I never thought you would see a three-win team walk into the Superdome as the betting favorite, but here we are. And, you know, I do think that there's a reality where you look at it and you say, okay, the Saints are better off losing in the sense of, hey, a draft pick, there's no playoffs on the line, there's whatever. I just don't think you could look at yourself in the mirror if you can't go out there and at least play a good football team against them. Like, if you go out there and you just don't look competitive, then that is bleak. It's bleak. So I don't know. I genuinely don't know what to expect today because we've watched this kind of setup with Spencer Rattler starting four times, and we've watched the Saints not look like they can compete on offense four times. Right? That's been the story, is no matter how good you play on defense, if you can't put up points, you're not going to win games.
And that funny how that works, right?
That can't be the case today. Like, if that's the case today, I just don't know what to tell you because that is – I mean, you could at least make the argument that those first four starts came against good teams, quality teams, playoff-bound teams. That is not the case today. You have to at least look competitive with a three-win Raiders team, or I just don't know what you – who do you look at and say this is part of the future?
Looking at our LCMC health update, LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. Out for this matchup, Derek Carr, Alvin Kamara, Eric McCoy, Lucas Patrick, also Chris Olave, we found out the other day, would not be taking part in today's game. He's out. Questionable for today's matchup, Nathan Shepard, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Rico Payton.
Rico.
Looking at also, the Saints have signed Kyle Hergel and Isaiah Stolberg to the active roster from the practice squad. They've also elevated Austin Deculus and running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire to the active roster for today's game. Eric McCoy, Lucas Patrick have been put on injured reserve, so we know we won't see them for the rest of the year either. And hopefully all goes well. Obviously, Eric McCoy's elbow, we know, got injured last game.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything kind of blends together, right?
Trust your gut. The practice squad call-ups are very LSU themed. Austin Deculus and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you
go
know,
Tigers.
Both coming up. We'll see how much run Clyde gets today. It's tough to learn an offense in 2 weeks, but hey, what do you have to lose? You know, I think this is one theme of the last 2 weeks when you are in the same situation is, you know, see what you have in guys. And there's a few players like Clyde that I'd like to see more. I think we can talk about that more as the show goes on. But for Eric McCoy, Lucas Patrick, you know, Lucas dealing with a knee injury, I think they're still trying to figure out exactly what the treatment needs to be for that. He was definitely going to be done for the year. It's just a question of surgery, no surgery, rehab, whatever it is, the extent of that injury. With Eric, I kind of got the feeling with Eric that if the season was longer, you know, maybe he would have been able to work back. If there were playoffs on the line, maybe he would have been able to work back. I don't know, for this week, maybe next week. But, you know, with the season being what it is and the injury being what it is, they just decided to shut him down, which is a smart move. You know, for some offensive linemen, you know, positions, an elbow injury might not be as significant as the center who has to snap the ball. And if you can't snap the ball, you can't play center. So, you know, that's a tough one. Like you mentioned, they did sign Kyle Hergel, so he will probably be your backup to Shane Lemieux today. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. You know, Isaiah Stalbert's an interesting guy because he's a player that the Saints really like as a kind of a core special teamer. They exhausted his practice squad call-ups early in the year, and they've been trying to figure out a way to get him to the active roster. It just hasn't worked out from a numbers perspective. So it's cool to see a UDFA toil all season and get that call-up late in the year. So it's good for him.
Going into this matchup against a Raiders squad, I think we said that has won three games this year. Looking at the line right now, it's up to now a 2.5-point favorite for the Raiders in this matchup, which I guess when you have no Derek Carr, no Alvin Kamara, et cetera, Eric McCoy, that's what happens to you. But even though this Raiders team is a banged-up bunch as well, they're dealing with a bunch of injuries throughout this entire season, and, man, they've had a rotation at quarterback as well.
Yeah, I think the difference is quarterback, right? I think if you just think of it from the perspective of, hey, I'm putting money on the game, who do you feel more confident in? Do you feel more confident in Aiden O'Connell, or do you feel more confident in Spencer Rattler? And just from an outsider's perspective of, like, there's no hype nationally around Spencer Rattler. There might be hype locally around Spencer Rattler, but if you're national and you're watching this game and you just came off of that Packers game, you're like, why would I bet on the Saints? I'm betting on the Raiders.
They couldn't do anything, right?
Right. So, you know, it's the Saints' job to change that narrative, and I'd hope they could this week from the perspective of looking like a team that can score points. But, yeah, I mean, the Raiders, you know, it's funny because normally I would have spent a lot more time than I did this week kind of preparing for the Raiders. Not preparing in general. It was
a
short
week. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, like, you know, we lost a day, and that day that I lost was the day that I would typically spend going and thinking about what the Raiders are going to do. I treated this more like a preseason game. In the sense that this is a lot more about the Saints than it is about the Raiders, right?
For true.
Like in the preseason, I'm going to spend more time figuring out what the Saints are going to do than I will the other team because it's a bunch of players that I don't really know about anyway. And other than Brock Bowers, Aiden O'Connell, some of these guys, like, well, I mean, what are you preparing for? Like, you got to go out there and play. So I don't know. It's a tough match. It's a tough situation to be in. Like, I'm curious to see. Darren Rizzi talked after last week's game and said, hey, I looked back the tape, and I was looking specifically for examples of, wasn't there because we got eliminated from the playoffs a day earlier. Maybe some guys were phoning it in. He said he didn't see that, you know, and I think to an extent he's right. You did get beat, and it looked like they were kind of beat mentally, but I think guys were going out there and putting in the effort. You know, they weren't just kind of making business decisions out there, but they were just, the Packers were just a better team. You know, over these last 2 weeks, I still think that's a question of, do you get the same level of motivation when things are, you know, just out the window? You call these kind of the love for the love of the game games, right? You're playing for pride, you're playing for tape. And so we'll see. And I think it's a situation where if you do see guys start to phone it in, you bench them. Like, you sit them down because it's not worth it. And it's like there are guys behind you who want to play. So, you know, I don't think that's going to be an issue with this Saints team, but anytime you end up in this situation, it's something you have to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, and I think when you have obviously some leaders on your squad like a Cam Jordan, like a DeMario Davis, and you see the effort they're putting out, it's hard not to follow their lead.
Yeah, and, you know, I think one thing to keep in mind for this game is, you know, this is a, you know, there's going to be change after this season. How much? I don't know. Where does it start? Where does it
end?
I don't know.
Not, yeah.
Right. What's the plan going forward? What's the defense going to look like? What are the schemes going to look like? I don't know. But as you watch this game, keep in mind that, like, guys like Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Tyrann Mathieu, I don't think it's a lock that they come back next year. And it's the first time that I've been able to say that about a guy like Cam Jordan, or at least, like, from a very confident perspective, if he's coming back.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know. He did say that he wants to play beyond this year, but he also said, like, I don't want to play defensive tackle beyond this year. So, you know, they're going to have a conversation about that. So we'll have to see. But either way, like, you watch this game and appreciate that this may be the last game you see Cam Jordan in the Superdome. And same for a guy like DeMario, a guy like Tyrann Mathieu. I don't think you're going to move on from those guys. You did sign them to an extension before the season, and you are very kind of constricted by the salary cap and how you've navigated it, to the sense that moving on from those guys would be expensive, and it would not give you any cap relief this season. It would be a sign that you are rebuilding completely. But either way, if you're in the Dome today, make sure to cheer extra loud for those guys, because however frustrated you are about this season, I don't put it on those guys.
Maybe we could poach Cam for the Inside Black and Gold podcast.
I have a feeling he's got bigger fish to fry, Steve. I'm sorry.
We can't offer him the big bucks at all.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
We're here on First Take. You can sound off on the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line. It's 504-260-1870. What you got planned for this home finale? Are you coming to the Dome to see this matchup against the Raiders? And now the Saints, a 2.5-point dog at home in this matchup. Very telling indeed. We're going to take a break. We'll get back, get into our Saints sound bank, a bunch of sounds. Spencer Rattler, Darren Rizzi, even Clyde Edwards-Alaire. Also some Hondo Carpenter sound, who covers the Raiders for the Sports Illustrated. We'll get some idea of the silver and black right there. He's got some lengthy breakdowns of the offense and just Brock Bowers in general, too.